evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you here tonight, Friday, the 5th of January, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, and for the rest of you in the other time zones, figure it out for yourself. This is our debut at this hour for the first time, and I suspect we'll probably even have a bigger audience than we've ever had before, which I guess is good. I hope that's good. But here we are, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Time, and we will continue on that course. So welcome aboard. I hope we have a lot of new listeners joining in for the first time here tonight, and I hope a lot of our regular listeners are with us. I had quite a few phone calls last night, and I wasn't able to get everybody up, but if you were among those people, you're more than welcome to call in tonight. We don't have any guests tonight. I do have some commentary that I want to follow through with, some little news items that I thought were kind of interesting that I didn't get around to last night because I went directly to the callers. In any case, I hope you'll all say a prayer for a member of the extended Piper family, one of our four-legged members. We have a lot of four-legged members in the Piper family, that is, rather animals and all sorts of things like that. Big fat old cat hurt her knee. And I'm pleased to say the doctor bill was only $260.47. That's pretty good, folks. Well, I'll tell you what, I wish they had a cure for bad knees for cats, but I do know there is a cure for headaches. It's an all-natural cure for headaches. It's called Headache Stay Gone. And of course, that is the sponsor of this program, and I'm very pleased to have them as a sponsor because, as I tell you, I take it and it works. Check out their website on the internet at headachestaygone.com, or you can give them a call at 800-327-0727. Product's amazing, folks. Take a couple capsules if you have a headache, and that headache goes away. And if you're one of those people who, and there are many, who are plagued by headaches on a regular basis, regular use of Headache Stay Gone will prove very, very helpful. So I am very, very pleased to endorse this product. I had a very, very good friend who's actually a very, very well-known, actually internationally known writer, and he had such severe headaches for a long, long time that he seriously thought about committing suicide. So those of you who don't have headaches can thank God for that. And those of you who didn't hurt your knee like the poor old kitty did can thank God for that. But say a prayer for the recovery of the kitty because, you know, our four-legged friends are generally much better than many of our two-legged friends. A lot of those two-legged friends, well, I could say more about that later, and I will. Well, we do have a presidential campaign coming up here very shortly, sooner than later. The good thing is we think George Bush won't be able to run for re-election. We hope to see him leave office, if not having been executed for war crimes, having been duly convicted by a legally convened court. We certainly hope to see him impeached and removed from office. But if we're stuck with him through 2009, we still have to recognize the fact that we have other people seeking the office. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about John McCain. He's a bad, bad man. Stay tuned, folks.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sway beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I guess I spoke too soon. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. However, our shortwave listeners are the only ones that are going to have the pleasure or displeasure of hearing me tonight. Apparently, our internet connection is down. So if anyone was trying to listen on the internet, they wouldn't hear me say that anyway. But needless to say, we have our friends listening in, and we have our enemies listening too. I've been getting, I'm going to say this, so I'm just going to mention it just to give him a delight. I've been getting harassing emails from a certain East Coast professor who fancies, apparently, a convert to Judaism, and, you know, converts are usually holier than thou, and he's made it his mission to harass people who he identifies as Holocaust deniers, and he does identify me among those. But so that's just for you, Andrew Mathis. I know you're listening in, and I just wanted to say hello. In any case, I'm glad we do have some friends out there listening in. And we're going to also have a little bit of a technical problem here tonight because of the internet problem. I might not be as quick on the draw as being able to bring up callers until they do come in. I'm not going to take any calls till after about 9:30 Eastern time. That would be, of course, 8:30 Central time. So best bet would be just not to bother calling in if you do want to call in until that time. But we'll bring you up eventually. Well, this week's issue of The Forward, a very distinguished Jewish newspaper published in New York, says that Israeli experts say the Middle East was safer with Saddam in Iraq. This has been the very interesting, folks. You know, of course, the Israelis and their very powerful lobby and their very powerful friends here in the United States were the number one instigators of the U.S. involvement in the Iraq war. Of course, people say that, you know, there are those who will just say that's not true, but we all know that it is true. But what's very funny, these Israelis have such chutzpah, and their neoconservative spokesman here in the United States, recently interviewed in Vanity Fair magazine, now they're saying the Iraq war was a mistake and that the Middle East was safer with Saddam in Iraq. This is after they've gotten 3,000 Americans killed. 3,000 Americans died for Israel and for nothing else, folks. And now these horrible warmongers who got us into this war are now blaming it on George Bush. And now they're saying, well, maybe Saddam wasn't such a bad guy after all. Well, that's not really what they're saying, but they're saying that maybe the Middle East would have been better if Saddam would have stayed in power. Folks, that's never been the Israeli position. They want instability within the Arab world. We've talked about that on this program. It's been talked about on other programs here. We heard a caller here, I think it was last night, talking about a guest who had appeared on Mark Dankoff's excellent program on this network. Folks, these Israelis and their friends here in the United States are just such outrageous liars. Horrible liars, folks. Well, now, speaking of horrible liars and spokesmen for Israel in the United States, one of the worst offenders is U.S. Senator John McCain from Arizona. Now, I've talked about his family's organized crime connections on this program, and I've talked about the role his father played in the cover-up of the USS, the attack on the USS Liberty by Israel, an American naval vessel, and his father was a Navy admiral. But now John McCain is lining up support from the New York Money Man. That's how the headline in the January 5th edition of Forward puts it, this powerful Jewish newspaper. Now, I'm going to read you some quotes from Forward, folks, and keep in mind that these are direct quotes from a distinguished Jewish newspaper. I'm not putting any words in their mouth. They refer to McCain's heavily Jewish finance committee. They say McCain has been signaling that an attention to Jewish issues will remain on his agenda as his campaign moves forward. Well, my question, folks, is will he also have an attention to Christian issues? Will McCain also have an attention to Muslim issues, Hindu issues, Buddhist issues, Native American issues? Or will it strictly be an attention, as Forward puts it, an attention to Jewish issues? And then they later on refer to the fact that there is a quote-unquote heavy representation of Jews among McCain boosters. Now, you know, folks, if I had said this myself, people would say, not everybody, of course, but there are these panty waists, these do-gooders who would say, oh, why does Piper have to mention that they're Jewish? Why is their religion relevant? Well, I can ask the same question. Why is the Forward bringing attention to McCain's attention to Jewish issues? Why is Forward referring to McCain's heavily Jewish finance committee? Why is Forward referring to the heavy representation of Jews among McCain boosters? Just asking the question, folks. Very interesting. They quote one member of the New York Area Finance Committee for McCain, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Ben Chouake, C-H-O-U-A-K-E. I'm just giving you my pronunciation of it. However you may want to pronounce it, I don't know. But he is president of the New Jersey-based pro-Israel political action committee called NORPAC, N-O-R-P-A-C. Well, this is what this Dr. Chouake says. Here's why he's supporting John McCain. He says, the 800-pound gorilla in the room right now is Iran. You have the president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who represents the first country in the world to openly state, we intend to get nuclear weapons and we intend to commit genocide. Chouake says, this is an immense threat to the United States and this is an immense threat to Israel. So who are you going to support? For me, the person that is the most capable, most experienced, most courageous to defend our country would be John McCain. Well, Dr. Chouake is a liar. This is the President Ahmadinejad never said, we intend to get nuclear weapons and we intend to commit genocide. Never said it. He did say they intend to build up their nuclear program, and why shouldn't Iran build up its nuclear program? Is only Israel allowed to build up its nuclear program? Well, yes. In the twisted thinking of Dr. Chouake and evidently John McCain. But President Ahmadinejad never said, we intend to commit genocide. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. And if Dr. Shawaki wants to sue me, I invite him to do so. I would love to go to court with this hellish Zionist liar. Absolutely amazing, folks. You know what? You can get some really interesting facts if you just turn right to you go right to the horse's mouth. Another interesting little side note that may be worth something mentioning, just to show you about this special attention, this attention to Jewish issues that seems to predominate everywhere. A woman, an 81-year-old woman, was strangled in Australia, Sydney, Australia. Apparently, it's described as an exclusive neighborhood of Sydney. Well, that's very sad. I don't want to see any 81-year-old woman strangled. Maybe a few people that should be strangled, and I don't know this woman, Catherine Schweitzer. I don't know. Maybe she did deserve to be strangled. I don't know. But in any case, a special task force has been established to investigate the case. Well, you know why they have a special task force to investigate this single murder of an 81-year-old woman? Because she was a Holocaust survivor. Folks, there are women brutally murdered here in Washington, D.C. I don't know if it's on a daily basis, but on a pretty regular basis. And they never get any special task force to investigate their murder. I had a friend who worked here in the Washington area. She's no longer here. Very lovely woman. She happened to be an African-American woman. Her family were longtime friends of mine. And her sister was found brutally murdered, strangled, beaten. And you know, it's interesting. This Holocaust survivor was found in a trash bin. Well, my African-American friend's sister was found in a similar state in the streets. The woman was a hardworking woman. She didn't have any drug problems. She didn't move in bad circles. She was just a nice middle-class African-American woman living in Washington, D.C., and the police had very little regard for even investigating her murder. But here, a Holocaust survivor gets murdered, and it's a special task force put into place. You know, folks, again, it just comes back to this concept of special privileges, you know. Talk about special privileges. We had a real wild dope addict on the Supreme Court here, it turns out. Former Chief Justice Rehnquist, reported in the Washington Post today, in his days as an associate justice, apparently had a very big drug addiction. And he engaged in some rather bizarre behavior. I'm going to talk about that whole story when we come back. You probably have heard little bits and pieces about it, but I'm going to tie John McCain into Rehnquist and Rehnquist into John McCain. And it might partially explain why Rehnquist got a pass when he was having some really bizarre, engaged in some really bizarre behavior under the influence of drugs while he was on the Supreme Court. What I find so interesting about it, folks, is the fact that it took place so many years ago, back in the early 1980s, and it didn't come out until now, after Rehnquist was dead. And, of course, you know, they always say that people find these conspiracy theories and that these conspiracies couldn't happen because no one could keep a conspiracy secret. Well, people certainly conspired to keep William Rehnquist's drug addiction a secret, folks. When we come back, we'll talk more about that. And we're going to talk about some really bizarre behavior by so-called patriot writers who are anything but patriots. Okay, folks, this is Michael Collins Piper. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about American Free Press in a short while, but in the meantime, I'm going to be talking about Chief Justice Rehnquist, some bizarre behavior on his part, and the Rehnquist connection to John McCain. All very interesting, at least to me. Well, evidently, it was known that back in 1981, William Rehnquist checked into George Washington University Hospital to be treated for back pain and dependence on a prescription drug. That was reported at the time in 1981. Okay, but the plot thickens. Some FBI files have just been released, and it says that Rehnquist had apparently been using the drug Placidil for insomnia beginning back in 1971. That was the year before he joined the Supreme Court. He was taking it for at least 10 years, 1,500 milligrams each night by 1981, three times the usual starting dose. Okay, so he started taking the drug before he went on the Supreme Court and took it for a solid 10 years, all which time, of course, he was on the Supreme Court as an associate justice. Now, what's interesting is this drug, it's a sleep-inducing drug. It's not usually prescribed for more than a week at a time. It's not a painkiller. It's not an opiate, but it is addictive. And withdrawal can cause hallucinations and temporary memory loss. Okay. Now, this is coming from the Washington Post, folks. Okay. Well, this is what's interesting is that in 1981, when he checked into the hospital to be treated for his dependence on this drug, It says doctors interviewed by the FBI told agents that when the associate justice stopped taking the drug, he suffered paranoid delusions. One doctor said Rehnquist thought he heard voices outside his hospital room plotting against him, and that he had quote-unquote bizarre ideas and outrageous thoughts, unquote, including imagining, quote, a CIA plot against him, and, quote, seeming to see the design patterns on the hospital curtains change configuration. At one point, a doctor told the investigators, Rehnquist went to, quote-unquote, the lobby in his pajamas in order to try to escape. Ultimately, the doctors concluded that the withdrawal symptoms were so severe that they began giving Rehnquist the drug again and slowly lowered the dosage until he quit taking it entirely, February 7, 1982. So basically, for 11 years, we had a very severe drug addict sitting on the United States Supreme Court. No, he wasn't smoking crack. No, he wasn't snorting cocaine. No, he wasn't using heroin, so far as we know, I should add. But, you know, he was a drug addict. And, you know, unfortunately, in my lifetime, I've seen the effects of drug addiction. I've known a lot of people who've been addicted to drugs from the first time I've known them till even now. I've seen other people fall into drug addiction. I've seen them ruin their lives. And, you know, it's very easy to say, oh, well, they're these crack addicts and they're people in the streets and criminals. But, no, you find drug addiction at the highest levels. And here we get, had a guy in the Supreme Court. Now, I'm not saying he did anything wrong as a consequence of his use of the drugs, but my concern, I guess, here is the fact that that now all of this is coming out. It's all coming out now, and yet those who decry conspiracy theories and those who say that there aren't secrets at the highest levels, you know, this just goes to show you that things of this nature can be kept secret. And they were kept secret because we're talking about the time that Rehnquist supposedly gave up the drugs being 1982. Now, I'm not very good in math, but that's over 20 years ago, folks. Now, the doctors say that this shouldn't have affected Rehnquist's future work on the Supreme Court. And, of course, as the Post points out, it did not become an issue in his confirmation as Chief Justice. And, of course, I'm all in favor of people who reform and people who take care of their drug problems, taking that into consideration. You can't hold it against people forever. But, again, as I say, in my particular concern here, it's that this thing was kept secret for so long, and maybe it's the kind of thing that we should have known about, particularly when Rehnquist was named Chief Justice. But you know, folks, William Rehnquist's background as a lawyer in Arizona, we might have used the knowledge about his background as an attorney in Arizona to preclude him from ever serving on the Supreme Court, because those of us who, have concerns about the role of organized crime and its role in society might point out the fact that William Rehnquist was, in fact, a mob lawyer. Now, that's something most people were not very aware of. And generally, you know, our attitude towards attorneys is that, well, even the devil deserves someone to represent him. But the political nature of Rehnquist's case in Arizona is what is of interest here today. So we'll talk about that when we come back. And then we're going to talk about some real creepy crawlers who call themselves patriots.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone. Coming to you right here from our nation's capital. Unfortunately, we're not on the internet tonight. We are on shortwave, God willing. And I was talking about the very tragic drug addiction of former Chief Justice William Rehnquist, apparently during the days, 10 years during the period when he was an associate justice of the Supreme Court. Well, Chief Justice Rehnquist was an attorney in Arizona many, many years ago before he got up to the higher levels of the judicial system, a Republican appointee. And he took many positions that many traditional conservatives admired. And, of course, as I say, you know, there are lawyers who do, you know, everybody deserves a lawyer. Everybody deserves his day in court. But the particular case that I know about that William Rehnquist handled is a very interesting case, and it really cuts to the core of power politics in the state of Arizona and in the nation, really on the world stage as a whole. I've mentioned it on this program. I'm going to tell the story again because it's an interesting story, and it just shows how things work, how things really work politically. Now, the state of Arizona, we always think of that as being a Wild West state, you know, traditionally conservative, you know, bedrock of republicanism and, you know, all these kind of things. There's something else about Arizona, folks, that a lot of people don't know, and it really came as a surprise to me. And one of the people who helped make me become aware of this is the late Brian Downing Quigg, a very energetic young journalist who died a couple years ago in what some people say may have been a murder. Maybe it was just a tragic accident. We probably will never know. But in any case, turns out that Arizona for many, many years was a key cog in the Meyer-Lansky crime syndicate, Meyer-Lansky being the Jewish-born, Russian or Polish-born immigrant to the United States who rose to the highest ranks of the organized crime syndicate in America. He's the guy who really ran the mafia, and he wasn't Italian-American. He was Jewish. He was the guy who was a real boss of organized crime in America. We could talk, we could spend the whole show talking about Meyer-Lansky, and gives me an idea. We'll do that sometime. Some of Meyer-Lansky's partners were some very distinguished Jewish leaders in Canada named the Bronfmans. Well, Edgar Bronfman, now an American, so is his son, Edgar Jr. But the grand old man of the Bronfman family started out as a Canadian, Sam Bronfman. He actually became head of the World Jewish Congress. But he was a partner of Meyer-Lansky in the International Crime Syndicate, and certainly one of the most respected Jewish leaders on the face of the planet. Well, his tentacles reached all the way to Arizona and all the way to Dallas, Texas, by the way. We mentioned Jack Ruby on this program, the guy who killed Lee Harvey Oswald. According to Brian Downing Quigg's sources in Arizona, Jack Ruby was on the payroll of the Bronfman family. Forget about that myth about Al Capone. Jack Ruby worked for the Bronfmans and worked for Meyer-Lansky. That's who his real bosses were. Well, the Bronfmans ran the state of Arizona. There weren't that many people in Arizona, but there was a lot of money to be made there. There was a lot of drug smuggling over the Mexican border into Arizona, and the Lansky crime syndicate was integral to that. And Arizona was also very closely placed, of course, to Las Vegas, Nevada, which is where the Jewish crime syndicate really hit it big with casino gambling. And Arizona, in many respects, was just kind of a, what shall we call it, maybe a distant suburb of Las Vegas, but it in and of itself a real base for organized crime activities under the aegis of the Lansky Syndicate and their partners, the Bronfmans. Well, obviously, the Bronfmans were busy in Montreal and New York City and London and Tel Aviv, and Meyer-Lansky had his activities all over, and these people can't run everything hands-on themselves, no matter how magical and mystical they may be, chosen people of God that they say they were. So they had to have people on the ground in Arizona running the rackets for them and running the political machine. And in Arizona, Lansky and the Bronfmans had a very willing front man named Kemper Marley. Now, Kemper Marley was not Jewish, folks, but he was a front man for the Jewish organized crime syndicate. And he ran the rackets. Prostitution, gambling, drugs, I would imagine, real estate swindles, hooked up with some very prominent people, even including, allegedly, former Senator Barry Goldwater, who was the Republican presidential candidate in 1964. And, you know, of course, even Kemper Marley, being a big-shot mob boss and political wheeler-dealer, he needed people to work for him. And he did have a top lieutenant by the name of Jim Hensley, H-E-N-S-L-E-Y. Well, you know, even the law catches up with big-shot mobsters sometimes, usually the front men for the mobsters. And, you know, they went after Kemper Marley. He was the man on the ground in Arizona for the Bronfmans and Lansky. Well, Kemper Marley was a smart guy. And you know what? He pulled the strings, and he got a hotshot lawyer for his friend and henchman, Jim Hensley. That henchman, Jim Hensley, took the rap for Kemper Marley, who in turn was a front man for the Bronfmans. Jim Hensley went to jail. Kemper Marley did not. Of course, the Bronfmans didn't. Not respected Jewish leaders like them. But Kemper Marley's man, Jim Hensley, went to jail. Who was the lawyer who handled the deal that sent Mr. Jim Hensley to jail? none other than our friend William Rehnquist, an up-and-coming young lawyer in Arizona. William Rehnquist, folks, was a mob lawyer. A mob lawyer, folks. The man who became Chief Justice of the United States. He was a mob lawyer. He was a lawyer for the real power centers in Arizona. And the real power centers in Arizona were simply extensions, tentacles of that Jewish Zionist crime syndicate in the hands of the Bronfmans and Meyer Lansky, which in turn was tied up directly to the founding of the State of Israel and international money laundering and arms procurement. It's a very thick and detailed story. Well, that's the story of William Rehnquist. Now you know how he got to be who he was and where he went. But what about Jim Hensley? Jim Hensley got a reward for taking the rap for Kemper Marley. Kemper Marley set up Jim Hensley with a beer distributorship once he got out of jail that apparently, as of maybe 10 or 15 years ago, was worth $100 million. Now, folks, $100 million is $100 million. That's a lot of money. And even if it was only worth $10 million, that beer distributorship in Arizona, that particular monopoly in that region, it's a pretty sweet deal. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, Jim Hensley's little girl is the second wife of John McCain. John McCain is married into a mob family that has fronted for the biggest, most notorious figures in the international Jewish organized crime syndicate. Drugs, prostitution, gambling, money laundering, arms dealing, all over the face of the planet. That's where John McCain and his family, his wife, they're sitting on a $100 million fortune that came through corrupt backstage wheeling and dealing. That's the story of John McCain. Now you know where he's coming from, folks. Crank into the fact to that the fact that his father, Admiral McCain, was really a traitor. His father helped cover up the murder of Americans by the Israelis. And this is something that Americans need to know about. John McCain's organized crime connections, John McCain's father's role in really aiding and abetting the murder of American sailors, and this man was a Navy admiral. Folks, this is the man who is being hailed as some sort of savior for America. This is a guy who, although he was a prisoner of war in Vietnam, many of the prisoner of war families in America absolutely hate his guts. I'm going to have my colleague Mike Blair from American Free Press on here one night to have him talk about John McCain as things heat up. But this is John McCain, folks. This is where he's coming from, folks. Yeah, Arizona, we think of that as this Wild West state, but a lot more to the story. Well, guess what, folks? We have a caller from Arizona who's going to come aboard, and his name is Mike, just like mine. So that having been said, let's bring Mike up. Mike, are you there?
Michael, excellent connection here on McCain and all that stuff. Have you ever read this book called Arizona Project?
I have that book on my shelf. I was just flipping through it the other day when I was getting ready to talk about McCain. Yes, that's a very interesting book, isn't it?
That's an eye-opener, that's for sure. A couple other things. That Kemper Marley guy, after all this stuff with Don Bowles and all those things, he was, or at least at that time, he had become the controller of liquor licenses for the whole state of Arizona.
Yeah, well, that's all where it all came out from. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's why, I mean, he had liquor interests himself, but he also, he was really the guy, as I understand it, who ran both political parties in the state of Arizona.
Yes, and there's also something in that Arizona Project, too. It had to do with the Goldwaters. Barry Goldwater's brother was helping ship in illegal aliens, and they had them over on the west side of town in some big orange groves out there. And
that's right. In fact, the Goldwater family were also implicated in all sorts of land fraud and all sorts of things. You know, I always kind of admired Barry Goldwater, but after I read that book, The Arizona Project, that you're talking about, I had a new perspective on him. And of course, then when McCain started popping up in later years, and I started looking into his background, I said, "Uh-oh."
Yeah, I smell a rat. Oh, one other thing, too, is after the United States normalized relationships with Vietnam, guess who went over and helped set up a Budweiser brewing distributorship there? In, is our good old buddy John McCain.
That's, you know, I tell you something. Now, you know, I have a couple comments on that. You know, a lot of people were really against normalization of relations with Vietnam. But, you know, I tell you, my attitude on something like that in particular is that, well, you know, you got to move on. You know what I mean? And I know a lot of people will not agree with that, but, you know, that's just kind of a general opinion I have about the matter. And bear in mind, my own brother, I've talked about this, he suffered severely as a consequence of his service in Vietnam, and I really attribute his death many years later to his experiences in Vietnam. So I'm no, you know, sympathizer with the Viet Cong or anything like that. But I find it very, very interesting, this point that you just brought out, that McCain, in as part of his public service and, you know, in forging reconciliation, also obviously had a hand in some financial wheeling and dealing that, that whether directly or indirectly, certainly had some impact on his family fortune that was basically willed to him by his gangster father-in-law.
Absolutely. One other thing it kind of reveals in that Arizona Project book is what they did is they would go in and buy like a square mile of land, and then they'd go in and they'd take a bulldozer and make some little windy road, and then they would put ads in the military magazines. This was back during World War II, and they told that they were going to make these big housing developments and golf courses and swimming pools and all that stuff. And then they would get these GIs to buy these tracts of land, and they would turn around and then sell the same tract of land to somebody else and somebody else maybe four or five times. And then after they felt that they sold it enough times, then they'd turn around and sell the whole square mile of land to another land holding company, and then they'd go out and purchase another square mile of land somewhere else and do the same thing over and over again, selling these same acre lots four and five times.
Talk about a sweet deal upon a deal upon a deal.
Exactly. And then what they did is, because nobody was wiser to them until well after, you know, during like in the Vietnam era when a lot of these World War II vets were getting ready to retire and move out here from Minnesota or wherever they happened to be, and they'd go out driving in the desert looking for these plots of land and couldn't find them, and then they would go to the county or the state recorder's office with their deed, and hey, and it's like, well, here, how do I get to this land? And then all of a sudden, then the whole thing started to fall all apart.
That's where it all started to unwind, unravel. And you know, it's interesting, I think I alluded to this, but it certainly went through my mind as I was talking about it. Although Arizona has had a substantial population boom, and I'm talking about the legal citizens here now, it has had a substantial population boom in the last roughly 25 years. And my figures on this may be off by a couple million or two, but unless I'm mistaken, Arizona generally did not have more than a couple million people in the state, living there full time, until maybe 25 or 30 years ago, and so it was actually a relatively small population state. So there weren't really that many people. What I'm trying to say is that in a small state like that, power was concentrated in a handful of people. Like Kemper Marley and Jim Hensley, and they didn't really have that many people to oversee, and because it was such a big sprawling state, that gave them a freer hand than they might have had in a more concentrated state like, say, Rhode Island. So behind that mask of the Wild West and the beautiful deserts and the Rocky Mountains and everything, there was just a whole hell of a lot of really rotten corruption going on, The irony is, as you point out, that some of the very targets of it were American veterans.
Yes.
Yeah, and the irony of that, of course, is that Barry Goldwater, whose family was implicated in a lot of this, Barry Goldwater was always a favorite at gatherings of the VFW and the American Legion, and he served on the Armed Services Committee, and yet at the same time, he was in bed with these people that were giving a royal screwing to America's veterans. That's a very telling story in and of itself.
Yeah, we could go on and on about that. And, you know, the whole sad thing is about this Arizona Project book is that a guy from the Arizona Republic that got blown up, he had already given up on research and all this stuff. He had put his stuff in his file and had moved on to another story.
Yep. And Mike, hang on for the break here. We'll wrap it up when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about some real dirty politics, and we're talking real politics here, the kind of politics that has put John McCain on the path to the presidency.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Arizona, who has joined us. Mike, I'm going to go ahead and move on with him, if you don't mind. Get another Arizona perspective here, but I appreciate your call. Let's go to Jack calling from Arizona. Let's see what Jack has to say.
Hello, Michael.
Yeah.
I know it's time is running short, and I'm glad the topic tonight is dear to my heart, and I'm glad to hear you bring it up. To make it a long story short, states don't get very much more corrupt. than Florida and Arizona.
Hey.
I've been telling that to people for 30 years, and you know about the Don Bowles murder.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about there with Mike that called in. Yeah,
more than a few authors have in one way or another implicated the patron saint of this state, Barry Goldwater. I would even include Janet Napolitano in this too. But I mean, between real estate and organized crime, people just don't realize it.
Well, you know, Jack, I'd say it's kind of interesting. You may recall there was a very flamboyant New York mafioso, Joe Bonanno. He relocated.
Right.
He relocated to
right.
Arizona.
Right.
And it's kind of funny what the media did at the time. He was a very colorful figure.
Right.
Even wrote his memoir. What the media did was said, oh, organized crime is making its presence felt in Arizona.
Correct.
What they were doing, they were redirecting your attention to this very flamboyant Italian-American.
You got it.
And covering up what was really going on, institutionalized in that state for many, many years.
Michael, I'll tell you, you want to do an interesting show someday about a certain subgroup of organized crime called Murder Incorporated. Talk about Meyer Lansky.
I'm going to do it. Definitely going to do it.
It was 90% foaming at the mouth, sadist Jewish killers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they'd like to, God knows, they might throw the Jesuits in it one day. I don't know. You won't see many movies coming out of Hollywood about Murder Incorporated using, you know, like actual names.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That'll never happen. But that's an interesting story in itself.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, well, you obviously know what's going on. How long have you lived in Arizona?
Well, only 10 years, but it doesn't touch. There's two things, I hate to say it, there's two things that govern this state. Absolute ignorance and corruption, and usually you get hit by both.
Well, yeah, usually ignorance allows corruption.
Right.
That's how that works, yeah.
And McCain served his country. He was in a prisoner of war camp, and so were thousands of others.
That's right.
Otherwise, the man's a $3 bill.
That's right. That's exactly right. And yet, he's always been a favorite of the media. And as I say, I think some of the details that I've laid out here tonight might explain why he is a favorite of the media.
Right. Well, all I can say is thank God for your program, Michael.
All right. I appreciate that, Jack. Thank you very much.
Sure.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, didn't get around to that other topic I wanted to discuss here tonight, but I'll talk about that later next week. Subject that needs to be discussed. We do need to clean up the Patriot Movement, folks, and this show, I hope, will be a part of doing that. In any case, I hope you all have a good weekend. Say a prayer for that suffering kitty. Let's hope all our enemies break their hips and get them out of circulation for a while. But say a prayer for that old kitty. I know she'll appreciate it. I certainly will myself. All right, have a good weekend, folks. God bless America. Thank God for John Stattmiller and the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stand by the good patriots that are bringing you the news and information that you do need. Can handle the truth. If it gives you a headache, take headache, stay gone. I do. Have a good weekend.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to rbnlive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.